B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. We have no diary. So now, since we've been getting into diary, we had somebody's diary. We were reading an entry a day on the radio for a few months, and it's all over. But we were really in this person's business. So now we're going to get into our own business.
Yeah, we're going to tell on ourselves so that it feels a little more even.
Yeah. So we have what we are calling the truth jar. And in this jar is a bunch of questions. But today's questions specifically are questions that have stemmed from the content of the diary. Mm-hmm. So things that we judge somebody else on, now we have to expose our own truths. And we have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when we read the questions from the truth jar. And we're going to go around the room. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. Ahmad has pulled the question for today. And it is...
When was the last time you hooked up with your ex?
Oh.
With any ex?
With any ex.
All right.
Well,
all
this
right.
is because Diary Girl kept hooking up with her ex, Mike, for about a year.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's true. Long after they were over.
Yeah.
So the last ex that I hooked up with was in 2016.
Oh, the best summer of everyone's lives.
it was a wild summer, and my ex had come into town. And this was my ex from when I was like 19. So this was my ex from like 05.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And so here we are like almost a decade later, and she was like, hey, I'm coming into town. And I was like, oh? And she was like, we should hang around. And I was like, okay, fine. So we went and got a sandwich, and then we went back to my place. And we absolutely hooked up for old time's sake. I don't know why. I don't know why it's so comfortable. Even if it had been almost a decade,
mm-hmm.
nobody's adding anything to their number. You can skip the BS.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew ahead of time based on our text conversation.
Oh, okay.
Is it not safe for work?
Well, you know, I could not.
Oh, okay.
Because there were photos and everything.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Yeah. It was a pretty aggressive conversation. So we knew that we were in the clear.
Got you. I thought the sandwiches just made you guys horny.
Yeah. No, that too. That was our aphrodisiac.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. Jimmy Jones is an aphrodisiac.
She wanted the salami. That was my story. Carla?
Okay. Last time that I hooked up with an ex
was?
This weekend.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I dated this guy 5 years ago. He's from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always said, always said that he is the hottest guy that I have ever dated.
All right.
Like for the last 5 years, whenever anybody would ask me, girl, what's your type? I'd be like, physically? And they'd be like, yes. And then I would show them this guy's profile because I just think he's the most handsome person on the face of this earth.
Just a dreamboat.
Yes.
Really? More handsome than me and Ahmad?
Yeah, come on.
Yes.
That's wild.
No hesitation.
I'm sorry.
No, I've seen him. He's cute.
He's so handsome. And so he, out of nowhere, hit me back up like years later.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, I'm coming into town. Similar to yours.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay,
you're
sure.
Like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. My middle name is Tam. And so he did in fact hang out and
and
we smooched.
All right.
We did smooch.
And this was this past weekend.
This literal weekend.
Brilliant.
I know.
I love that story.
I love that.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
All right. So no, the question from the truth jar is, when is the last time that you hooked up with an ex? Ahmad the Amazing, your turn.
Mine got a little scary. So back in 2019, I was on a road trip. I wanted to stop, and I knew I had an ex along the way. And he had been, like, hitting me up. I've been looking at the Instagram. He had gotten a little thick. Everything was sitting right.
So, and wait. And in this instance, thick is good.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
So, you're like, I'm road tripping.
Might as well mm-hmm. stop over here at this town. And, you know, we did our thing.
Okay.
I moved on. He did not. He started stalking my mom's Facebook.
Ooh.
He would call me and text me from random numbers. This lasted until like last summer, right before I moved up here.
Man.
Oh, so you're a cautionary tale.
Like, he literally called me while I was like hanging out with Issa. We just had
Issa is Ahmad's current boyfriend.
Yes. And we had just had like kind of the marriage conversation.
Oh.
And so he calls me like, hey, how you been? I'm like, I don't like you. I'm literally hanging out with the guy that I want to marry. Stop texting me. Stop calling me.
Wow.
I got really upset with him, and I think it worked.
Angry am I.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that when you hook up with an ex, it tends to blur lines.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, then it starts to, like, whatever.
But after I let you down gently over, like, 6 years, yeah, and you keep calling me, and you're stalking my mom's Facebook, you're like, oh, I saw your little sister did great in track.
Yeah.
Like, who
that's
are
weird.
You?
Everybody needs to learn to take the hint when the hints come your way. But you clearly left an imprint.
Hey.
Like
you
that.
Walked a no, right into that one. Yes, you did.
Not on purpose. All right.
See,
well, that's the truth jar.
We've all hooked up with the next.
Everybody.
Hey. Can't even judge her.
Has hooked up with her. Everybody has backslid or backtracked, whichever you call, in their lives. It's just a thing. We're humans.
Some of us just a few days ago.
Yeah. All right. Can't crush Carla. Some can. Can't crush Carla next. Your chance at $1,000. Stick around. It's B96.